Gila Paragimel Mishnah Vav. We continue the list of Kriyas HaTorah for different days of the year. B'Chanukah B'Nisiyim. And this is the way we do it also. Even though a lot of the Yom Tov Kriyas in the Mishnah before we don't do Befoil, but this one we do. Chanukah, we lane the Parsha of the Nisiyim. It's Chanukah Sabayis, Chanukah Samizbeach. B'Purim Vayoveh Amolek, that we do also. B'Roshe Chadoshim U'V'Roshe Chodsheichem. That's the Musif of Rosh Chodesh, except that we start from the Karban Tomid in order to add more psukim and a little bit more variety for different aliyahs, the Karban Tomid and the Musif of Shabbos. And we variate, it's two shittas in exactly how we do the aliyahs. The way the Shulchan Aruch paskins, which comes from the Goinim, is to lane the aliyah of Koyin starts by from the Karban Tomid. The Levi goes back, he lanes the whole Karban Tomid. The Levi goes back to Sakeves Echad, goes backwards. The Yisrael, the third Aliyah, reads from Eilas Tomid until V'Roshei Chodsheichem, he lanes Shabbos. And the Mafti, the Revi, lanes V'Roshei Chodsheichem Adasoif. That's the way it is in Shulchan Aruch. And that's the meaning by all of Klal Yisrael. The Maisa, the Goin, this is in Tov Chov Gimel, Pavust, it's in Maisa Rav. He's Cholik on this Mesoris. This comes from the Ramban. It seems like the Ramban held that way. Also, it's a Shal of how to read a Braisa Mesechus Sofrim. And the way he does it is this three Psukim, and without repeating as Akeves Echot Tasa Baboiker, is the second Aliyah. The second Aliyah goes all the way until B'yom HaShabbos. The third Aliyah is B'yom HaShabbos, and Roshei Chodsheichem is the fourth Aliyah. Ayin, the Ramban, the Goyim, what the Hasberim is. B'mamodois, this we had in Mesechus Tainis, B'maisa Bereshis. The lane Maisa Bereshis, because the Karbonis hold up the worlds. Tainis, Brochus Uklolus, this is a new one. Our meaning, based on a Brisa in the Gemara, comes from Mesechus Sofrim, is to lane by Echal Moshe, but the Mishnah says to lane brachos uklalos, it means brachos uklalos in Parshas B'chu Koisai. Teichcho. Ein mafsikim b'klalos, ela echad kari is kulon. We don't stop in the middle of the klalos. We have that meaning also when we lane Parshas B'chu Koisai, one oila lanes the whole thing straight. And that's why there's a problem with, there's very few psukim at the beginning of Parshas B'chu Koisai. So if B'chu Koisai is by itself, you have to lane kemat the whole parsha. Maybe you can make two aliyahs out of it. And the other five, you have to put in the very few psukim afterwards. So we also have to cheshm with that. B'sheni b'chamishi b'shabbos b'mincha. These three kriyas, koyin kisidron, v'nein lehem in acheshmin. Yilein kisidron, the regular Shabbos de kapasho. And it doesn't take off from the chiyuv to keep on reading Shabbos by Shabbos. We don't lein every Shabbos from sheni because we already read by Shabbos Mincha and Monday and Thursday until Sheni, we learn the whole thing. Shenema vaydaba Moshe es me'ade Hashem bal bnei Yisrael mitzvoson shehu koyin kol echad bizmanoi. The Mishnah over here is adding after we're talking about the Shabbos learning, but it really is going back on the Yom Tov learning. This halacha is a halacha that the kriyas hatorah berabim is the kriya of kol davar bizmanoi. Now the truth of the matter is that this halacha is Takonon de Rabbonon. The Gemara says that's only an asmachta. Hismichu al kroze, but be'etzem it's chachom tiknu lehem. This is a takonon from Moshe Rabbeinu. There are takonos from Moshe Rabbeinu. Shivus mi'avelus, shivus mi'amishta from Moshe Rabbeinu, and the takon of Kriyas HaTorah as well. Perek Dalad Mishnah Aleph. Hakoyres Hamigillo Oimid v'yoshiv. So now we're back to Hilchus Kriyas Hamigillo. It would make sense be'etzem that this parak really should be the third parak. The fourth parak is the Tosefes Dinei Kriyas HaTorah and Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. It makes sense that this, what we're calling parak Dalet, should really be parak Gimel. And sure enough, that's the way it is in some of the Tfusim, in the Mishnayis and Shas. But in the Mishnah in front of us is the fourth parak, so that's where we're going to learn. And the halacha that's Mavur over here is that Kriyas Megillah has a halacha that's unique from Kriyas HaTorah. Kriyas HaTorah has to be lained in a standing position. Doesn't mean necessarily people who are listening have to stand. It's Fashidim and Hagam and Klaiso. There's no Chiv Me'ikir Adin to stand by Kriyas HaTorah. Some sit down, others stand. because the tzura of Kriyas HaTorah is be'emo b'yira. It's a reenactment, like we said in the beginning of these halachas, a reenactment of Kriyas HaTorah, of Kabbalah HaTorah. So it has to be be'emo b'yira. Ve'ato poi amoydi modi, the pasuk says. That's the tzura of Kabbalah HaTorah. Kriyas Megillah is an askora, it's a halal azah, but it's not a Kabbalah HaTorah. So memel the halacha is Kriyas Megillah oymid v'yoshev. Now the Mishnah says something else. Normally by Shemei Koina you hear one voice, Trei Koina la Mishtami. Pazundu halacha Megillah Esther, Vipnei Chaviva Sakriya Kuro Echod Kuro Shnayim, one person lanes, two people lanes, Yotzo, even though you heard it from two people. Mokim Shenoagu Levorach Yivorach, where the minig is to make a bracha. What do you mean the minig? Zachiv, mitzvah. So we're not talking about the first bracha. Hashekidishon v'mitzvayisu v'tzivonu amikru Megillah. We're not even talking about the Shechiyonu. We're talking about the bracha of Harov Esriveinu that we say after Mikra Megillah. Grada, it's a bracha that we only say b'tzibur or yochid. It's not b'chsa mitzvah. It's a bracha of a tzibur praising HaKadosh Baruch. It's a bazunder bracha. Mokum shenogu levarach yivarach. Shalai levarach. Lo yivarach. Takona. But some have the minig, some don't have the minig. Grada, just say something interesting. Is that the Mefarshim point out that the five Lashonis that are mentioned in the Bracha, Haroves Vivenu, Adonis Dinenu, and Oikim Sting Losenu, Vamisham Gmuluch Olei Minafshenu, Vanifra Lonu Mitzoreinu, and then Baruch Atosham. The five Lashonis are connected five times that there was a Mulchoma and a Mesira of Amalek Bidei Klal Yisrael. When was that? One time by Moshe and Yeshua. One time at the end in Parshas Chukas, right before they went to Eretz Yisrael. The third time was B'mei Shaul HaMelech. The fourth time B'mei Dovid HaMelech. Famous that Dovid HaMelech, Yoav ben Tzruya Darshan, Zohar, to only kill the Zchorim of Amalek, not Timcha as any remembrance of Amalek, but Timcha Zecher Amalek is the Zchorim of Amalek. That's why he wasn't successful. And then the fifth time, of course, is B'mei Mordechai V'Esther B'Shushan Abira. B'Sheni V'Chamishi B'Shabbos U'B'Mincha Koyin Shloisha. This we had before this Kriyas HaTorah Monday and Thursday and Shabbos Mincha. But over here state that Takana was three Aliyahs, but the Mishnah says it with a Hoysofa. In Poichasin V'Ein Maisifin Aliyah. There's no such thing as making Hoysofas on a Monday and a Thursday. Two Chiyuvim? What's a big deal? Lane four aliyahs, no such thing. Tichet de tzibura. Lamaisa, the mission doesn't say ein meisifin al hashiva, and because of that, there definitely isn't welcome to make a sofis. Agabonim in halach, you're allowed to make a sofis. Whether practically it's a good idea, that'll be totally each shul, each situation. Ein poichasim ve'ein meisifin aleim ve'ein maftirin benovi. There's no hafteras novi, even though Shabbos morning there is, Monday, Thursday, Shabbos mincha, there is not. Again, take it in Tzibur. Ha-Poseach v'achoysim b'toiro v'vorech l'foneh ola achareo. Say something interesting. The way it's mavur in the Mishnah is that the one who's oila the first, from the beginning, the Kohen, he is the one that says the bracha, ha-shebocha b'on mikol ha'am v'nos alonos toiro osoy. And the choysim, the one who finishes off shvi, is the one to make the bracha of ha-shenos alonos toiro asemes. So we lane, each one of the oilim makes a bracha. B'cha'oiru, the way the Mishnah has it, the whole kriya is one chayvus hatzibur. The Rav brings the Gemara that somebody would come in late to shul and he wouldn't realize that there's a bracha, he wouldn't know that there's a bracha in kriya satayru. So they made that there's a continuum of seven oilim, each one making two brachas before and afterwards. Think about kriya satayru, every single person would walk up. Now, he'll ask, so what's the oilim? If he's not making a bracha, he doesn't get to show off that he could say the brachas on key, loud in shul. So what exactly is the covet of being oila? And the answer is that the real aliyah is the one who lanes, not the one who makes the bracha. The real oila is the one who lanes. By us, unfortunately, not everybody is a baki. So melo, we have one balkayre. But in the original minig, and this is the way it's done by the teimonim, you go up and you lane your aliyah. The melo, Lavafka is a chiv bracha. Later on, like we said, they were misakin that each one of the oilim makes his own bracha.